Good evening. It's good to see everyone here this evening. I would especially like to welcome you if you're visiting with us, and we want to invite you to come back at any opportunity that you have. We are rookies that will be speaking to you tonight, so don't hold it against us, and come back anyway if you're visiting. Our regular preacher will be here next week. Before we get into our lesson this evening, I would like to really compliment Dwight on this morning. He did a great job. He's up here like a real pro and just really did great. Good job, Dwight. As Dwight mentioned, the title of our lesson this evening is Don't Be a Fool. And I don't know if Dan gave us this lesson tonight so that I would look at it a little more closely and, you know, pay attention. Because I act foolishly sometimes, and if it wasn't for my wife, I would probably act foolishly more than I do. She corrected me last night, as a matter of fact, when two young gentlemen were not driving as courteously as I thought they should, and she said, "Let it go." But anyway, at any rate, we're going to start out by giving the definition for a fool. Think just a second on what you think a fool is, and we'll talk about what Webster says a fool is. Webster says a fool is a person lacking judgment or prudence, a silly person. Now, I would venture to say that at some point in our lives, each of us here has acted foolishly. I know I'm guilty. But being known as a fool is not something that any of us would like a title affixed to our name. Tonight, we're going to look at three characteristics that are traits of this person that lacks prudence or judgment. First off, a fool is really not interested in learning. Proverbs 1:22 says, "How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge?" The book of Proverbs was written for the purpose of gaining wisdom and knowledge and understanding. But Solomon says a fool hates knowledge. He's not interested in learning. He's not interested in accepting good advice. Oh, he may act like he's listening to you, or he may act like he's listening in a worship service, but because nothing ever changes in his life, it's pretty easy to see that he's really not interested in changing. In Matthew 7:26, Jesus said, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand." We know what happened to that house that Jesus is referring to there. Jesus said it is of no benefit to us to hear and not do with what we have heard. Proverbs 13:16 says, "All who are prudent act with knowledge, but fools expose their folly." The prudent person will utilize the knowledge that he's gained. He'll take the words that Jesus spoke and he will apply them to his life. He will put them into practice. But inevitably, a fool reveals his foolishness because he has no desire to learn. He has no desire to apply the principles of Jesus to his life. Then we know what his fate will be. Now Clint's going to come and talk to us about the second characteristic of a fool.
Good evening. I want to thank Dwight for this morning and my grand debut introduction. I mean, no pressure whatsoever. Everybody loves public speaking, so, I mean, wow. Thank you. Speaking of my grand debut, it was Herschel Bearden was here probably, what, 3 weeks ago or something like that. That's when we were supposed to do this lesson. It was on a Monday morning. Dan called me, said, I'm going to tell you a little story just real quick before we get into the lesson. So Dan calls, you know, and the phone rings, and it's Monday morning. If y'all know anything about me, I'm a little bit busy sometimes. Grass usually don't grow under my feet. So anyhow, Monday morning, phone rings. Dan's like, hey, bub, what you doing? Nothing. Working. How are you doing, you know? And he's like, well, you know, he small talks for a minute, and then he gets to the point, and he's like, hey, do you mind covering for me on Sunday night? And he kept talking. Now, I didn't listen. Now, I was just, my jaw dropped and didn't know what he was saying after that. And then I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, how am I going to lie to the preacher and tell him that I can't do this? And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, as he was still talking, I wasn't listening. I thought, goodness gracious. Preacher Dan's asked me to get up here and do this, and I guess he done got to the end of his rope. There just ain't nobody left to do it, so I couldn't turn him down, so here I am. But my lesson tonight is on a fool is more interested in saying his piece. And if y'all have got your Bibles, if you would, turn to Proverbs 18:2, and that's where we're going to pick up here in just a minute. And for those of y'all that can't hear me in the back, just use your eyes if y'all have any question about what a fool is. So, no, I'm just kidding. How many of ourselves are guilty of speaking and voicing our opinions before we really know the whole story? I've been there. I've done that. Trying to get better. You know, a fool is not interested in understanding. He is just looking for the opportunity to spout off. And we can read right here in Proverbs 18:2, if you are there. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. Now, if he said, but delight in airing facts, that just wouldn't have fit, would it? No, he stated opinions, and that was for a reason. You know, the first thing came to my mind when I read that was Facebook. Now, I don't really know a lot about Facebook. I know that it can be a very good tool if you use it correctly, keeping up with your family and pictures of your grandchildren, so on and so forth. But I also know that, you know, it can definitely give the world a large soapbox to proclaim all kinds of stuff on, so we really need to remember to think about the words and the wisdom that we're sharing before we start talking. Which brings me to my second point. If y'all flip over to Proverbs 12:23, and I'm reading from the NIV version. The prudent keep their knowledge to themselves, but a fool's heart blurts out folly. So I got to looking at that verse and got to studying on prudent, to act with care and thought for the future, showing careful good judgment. You know, we should inject the word prudent into our lives with our actions and our tongues. These are qualities we need to have. You know, you've all heard the saying, I should have bit my tongue, you know, when you say something you really shouldn't say. Once a fool's mouth starts flapping, we know there's nothing of substance there. Nothing good is gained from it. And then you look at the part where it says a fool's heart blurts out folly. A fool's heart can really do some damage. You know, things that are said, it's hard to get back. I've said things that I wish I hadn't. And if I take real big gulps, it's because I'm swallowing my heart back down, so it kind of keeps coming up on me. Proverbs 15:2. If y'all turn there. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of a fool gushes folly. And of course, I looked at the word adorns. It's to decorate, to embellish, to beautify, to enhance. So, does a fool's words glorify God? No. No, it does not. Should our words that we use adorn all that we have to say? I bet none of you have ever heard this old saying. If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Boy, I heard that a lot growing up. Mostly I was talking to my brother and my sister, but, you know. But it's true. You learn from it. I mean, that's a good phrase. You learn from it. You know, if we're talking, shouldn't we be thinking about what's coming out first? Our next verse is going to be in the book of Ecclesiastes. It's going to be 5. We're going to read 2 through 3. I love the book of Ecclesiastes. That and Hebrews. There's probably two of my favorite books. But Ecclesiastes, you know, it puts things in perspective, I think. But if y'all are there, it says, "Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth. So let your words be few. A dream comes when there are many cares, and many words mark the speech of a fool." A fool doesn't have anything worth saying, so he makes up for it with words. That's one reason I'm going to keep this short and sweet tonight. Talk is cheap, people. Talk is cheap. Let's make sure the words that we speak are full of meaning and wisdom, and that the words should be acceptable out there, just the same as they would be in here. And that's my lesson.
The characteristic that I'm going to be talking about tonight is a fool doesn't use his reason. He is often led by his emotions. And I know some of you probably had the displeasure of knowing me as a young man. And I was a very emotional type person. I played middle linebacker, and I don't know, they seemed to just react. And I was a very reactive type person when I was young. And it took a long time to kind of develop some new habits as I became an adult, because a lot of the things that you do as a child, you're held accountable for those things as an adult. And so I know there are many lessons out there, but I know as I walked by the mirror this evening, I glanced at it, and I realized that, you know, in all of us, at some point in our life, we share some of these same characteristics that we're talking about tonight. And I wear that. I understand. I own that. The fact that I've been there, and I've said things in situations where if I had just stopped and thought about it for a second, I wouldn't have said that, you know. And so many of us have that same situation. Have you ever met anybody like that, that just fired off real fast and hard at everybody around them, and then, you know, spent about a week trying to clean up that mess that they created? You guys know what I'm talking about. And, you know, that's something that, as a Christian, that we learn. You know, there's an art to living a Christian life, and it's something that doesn't just come natural. It takes a lot of study, and it takes the lessons of life, I think, for us to really learn to live the life that was set before us as an example. I don't think it's something that we just can do automatically. And so I know I personally own a lot of the things that we're talking about tonight. And I think if each of us reflect, we can see ourselves in some of these characteristics. I had the opportunity this afternoon to do a little research on a poem. And I'm not going to read the whole poem to you because it's a rather long poem, but I found it kind of interesting. It was entitled The Fool. And it's an Irish poem. It's considered to be one of the top 100 poems that they have in their culture. And so, anyway, if you ever have time, you might want to take a glance at it because it follows along with our lesson tonight very close. But it is an extensive poem. And but it had some good points. And it was written by a man to his friend, then he was going to read that at the friend's funeral. And so I found it kind of interesting. So you may want to take the time later to, you know, look at that and reflect upon some of the things that we've talked about tonight. You know, whenever you think of a fool, you understand that generally it's a person that believes everything that he hears. You know, if he hears it, then, oh yeah, that's truth, because I heard that. Might have been through the grapevine, and it might have been, you know, passed down through three or four different people, but, you know, they get that information and quickly jump at it. And if you look at Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. And I think a lot of times, you know, it is very important that we spend some time contemplating our true purpose. And what are we here for? What are we doing? What do we do each day to impact others? You know, what do we do to show our love for God and for the people around us? What are we doing? I think we have to take time to think about that. I don't think we want to just stumble through life. You know, whenever you think about a fool, you see a guy that picks fights. Man, I was terrible about that. When I was about that big, I wanted to fight everybody and anybody. Just, you know, let me at them. And I can still remember those, you know, the big high school boys going over and getting me by the shirt and just, you know, pulling me off because I had my clothes tore off. I was tearing into everybody. Foolish behavior. You know, you can't get by with that stuff when you get older. And but as a child, you make mistakes and you learn from those and hopefully you grow. When you look at Proverbs chapter 18, verses 6 and 7, in verse 6, a fool's lips bring him strife and his mouth invites a beating. In verse 7, a fool's mouth is his undoing, and his lips are a snare to his soul. You know, when we reflect upon this, we've all known people that were aggressive like that. And, you know, it's wonderful whenever you see them as an adult and they've changed. You know, and I think that's one of the most important aspects of a Christian life. And that is change. Because I have seen not one that has become a Christian. I guess I should have said I've yet to see. There you go. I've yet to see a person that became a Christian and didn't make a change. It happens in your life. God has that way of working in each of our lives. And the change doesn't happen suddenly. It's a subtle change over years. But suddenly you look up and you're not that person that you once were. I know I've seen a lot of young people that I worked with, you know, 35, 40 years ago, and man, they turned out to be great human beings. And, you know, they were sometimes little knuckleheads whenever I dealt with them, but they made those changes, and I get to looking at their life, and I see that they became a Christian. And God had worked in their life and had made those changes. And that's so important for each one of us to see that. Whenever we look at a person that is foolish, we see a person that meddles in others' affairs and stirs up strife. Proverbs 20, verse 3. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. And I know from time to time when you're in the workforce, you've got someone that you're working with that's just stirring the pot every day. You know, they're just trying to create. We used to call it drama. I don't know what they call it now. I'm retired. But in the old days, we just create drama. You know, things that are not even important, and they began to make it an issue and talk about it. And, you know, it just became bigger than life. And it didn't have to be that way. And you know, we see that from time to time. And it's something that I think as humans we constantly have to battle. When we think of a person that is foolish, we understand that they're quick to be angered. And we look at Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. I thought Dan did an excellent job with his message on anger the other night. I took so many notes, I couldn't write it down fast enough. You know, it was something that I really listened to carefully, and I just thought it was such a good lesson, because it is something we all have to deal with. I don't know anyone that's never been angered in their life. You know, if you've never felt anger at any point, let me know, because I want to learn how to do that, because I constantly battle that. I don't know. It's a fire, I guess. It was, you know, I was born with it, and I have to work on it and temper it all the time. And as I've gotten older, I feel like I'm getting a better grip on it than, you know, maybe when I was 16 years old. And so it is something that we all have to work with, because, you know, when you listen to what Dan was talking to us, you know, we start getting angry and all sorts of bad things start happening in your body, and the effect you have on others is drastic. And so, you know, I just thought that was a great lesson for us to learn from. And I want us to look at Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. And I think so many times in our life when we feel like, you know, the anger is beginning to develop within us, and we really look at it clearly, we have to turn it over to God and say, you know, I'm not going to get angry about this. I'm just going to turn it over to God and let Him handle it. Because everyone is accountable for what they do. So if someone wrongs you, instead of getting angry, just pray about it and turn it over to God and let Him deal with it. Because we're all going to face that judgment day. And how we deal with those situations is going to be very important to us at the judgment. So keep that, you know, thought in mind as we go through this lesson. Now, here's another one to look at. I thought this was a pretty good characteristic. Though easily angered, he hides his feelings. using backstabbing to accomplish his ends. Proverbs 10:18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. It is the fool who convinces himself that there is no God. We look at Psalms 53, chapter 1. Excuse me, verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Well, we look at this and we see that, you know, they decided to retain the knowledge of God, or not to retain the knowledge of God. When we look at Romans chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. When you look at creation, it's hard to believe that someone could think that there was no God. I remember last night just looking up at the stars, and I thought, you know, all of that was created by our God. And it's beautiful. You know, the person that was walking by me, you know, as I'm standing there looking up in the sky, said, oh, I see a falling star over there. Have you ever seen one of those? I mean, it just captures your attention when you see that. It's one of those marvels of nature, I guess, that takes place. It is not that the evidence is not there, but the fool would rather believe the world exists without God. Why be such a fool? Be ye wise, knowing what the will of the Lord is. Is there any priority greater than God? If you have a need for the prayers of the church, or if you need to make God a greater priority in your life, please come as Dwight leads us in song.